Beschuss Marina Rav Shlita. Kriyas HaTorah mishaps. Already in the last 2 minutes I've been told of a couple happening just here. Well,
In this room, we had one yesterday.
I don't know. The one mishap which always sticks in my mind is the fellow who couldn't read Hebrew very well, so he used the English transliteration. And he got called up to the Sefer Torah, and he says, Asher Botcha Bonim Mikol HaOlamim. Given the way it's written in the English. Unfortunately, there are some congregations which have gone off the rails in America, and those which label themselves conservative, where they use a loudspeaker. It happened once where they, of course, had to tell people which page to turn to in order that they could find the place, because they couldn't do it on their own. And it came to Ein Kamochot, before the Kriyas HaTorah, and the English translation is, there is no God like you. And he goes on the loudspeaker with members of the congregation, please turn to page 149, Ein Kamocha, there is no God. But if I may quote our good friend HaKohen David Friedman, who told me about the case of the fellow who did the Hagba so badly that he decided he was going to practice in the gym for a few weeks in order that the next time round he'll do it properly. So after his real good workouts in the gym, he came back to shul and he got called up and he went up and he did his Hagba really well and he sat down really satisfied and he asked somebody, well, was that good? And they said, yes, it was good, but you were called up for Shlishi. Yeah. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was an American boy who was very particular to learn Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah more than any other halachos. And I said to him, why are you so particular to do this one more than all the others? He said, well, I know jolly well that when I get back home from yeshiva, and if there's no rabbi in the shul, and they're leaning, and there's going to be a mistake, everybody's going to look at me, because I'm the one who's just come back from yeshiva, everyone's going to look at me and say, no, what do we do now? And I won't have the foggiest idea unless I prepare myself beforehand. So, as a background, the question first of all is, can one lean from Apostle Sefer Torah? No. There is a takana that we listen to the leaning regularly from a kosher Sefer Torah, but if b'di'eved it's not kosher, what's the din? Now there is a Rambam, which is quoted from his Teshuvas, not from the Mishnah Torah, who is of the opinion that you are allowed to make a brocha on Apostle Sefer Torah. Obviously you don't want to lean from Apostle Sefer Torah. But he says that you can make a brocha on Apostle Sefer Torah. Asher Bocha Avonu Mikol HaOlamim. Why is that? Because the brocha which you're making is not really on the Sefer Torah itself. Like when you're making a brocha on a lulav, or you're making a brocha on sitting in the sukkah, the lulav has to be kosher. The sukkah has to be kosher in order to make the brachas on it. But when it comes to the bracha on the Sefer Torah, are you making the bracha on the Sefer Torah itself, or are you making the bracha on the maisa of the kriya, of the reading? And if the reading happens to be from Apostle Sefer Torah, well, that's just too bad. But according to the Rambam, you can make still that bracha. So with Kriyas HaTorah, what is your mitzvah? Even if you're saying it bal peh, if you're reading by heart, you shouldn't really be reading by heart. It's not Torah bal peh. And he brings a raya. There's a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. It says you don't read from the Chumash because of Kavod HaTzibur. You don't read from the Chumash because of Kavod HaTzibur. The implication then is, if Kavod HaTzibur is not an issue, then you could read from the Chumash. So that's the svar of the Rambam, that you can read from the Sefer Torah Apostle, and you may make the bracha on it because the Ikka bracha is on the etzem kriya of reading the Sedra. The Rashba argues with the Rambam. The Rashba says in his Tshuvas, he says this is the most amazing thing for the Rambam to say. How can it be possible? The kriya itself in the Beis HaKnesses was a takona, and it's a takona that it's done on a kosher Sefer Torah. And if therefore you're making the brachas on this Sefer Torah, surely the Sefer Torah has to be kosher. Moshe, Ezra, they make takonas about Kriya. You can't just mess around with it. And so is the view also of the Rosh and the other Rishonim. Now there's a Gemara which is brought by the Rashbash in Masechta Yoma, Daf Samach Ches. And that Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol is reading on Yom Kippur, and he's read Achrimos, and then it comes to Ve'osar there, it's said that he will just have, he reads from a Chumash, he doesn't read from a Sefer Torah. Why is that? Pardon? I can't hear.
I thought he said it by heart.
Or he said it by heart, yeah. Saying it by heart, which is as if he's not reading from the Sefer Torah. Why? So there's two opinions there in the Gemara. There, the Gemara is saying, one opinion is, we don't want to make it look like there's a pagam on the previous Sefer Torah. If you bring out another Sefer Torah, it looks like the first one was possible. And we don't want to make the first Sefer Torah look as though it's possible. And the other opinion is, we don't want to cause a bracha she'enot tzaricha, a bracha which is not necessary. That if you're bringing a new Sefer Torah, you're going to make a new bracha, and therefore you might make it. There are some who hold that there isn't really a machlokas between these two opinions, and that they complement each other. And there are others who hold, yes, there is a machlokas going on here. But the question is this. If we're worried that by bringing out a new Sefer Torah, it's a bracha she'enot tzaricha, then the implication is that when you're bringing out another Sefer Torah, do you make a new bracha on it, or not? Or do we say, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, there was part of the program that you have this leining and you have that leining. So why should you say that there's a bracha she'enot tzaricha? Whereas in the case of when you find a possible Sefer Torah and you have to make a bracha on a new Sefer Torah, are the circumstances the same? Do we say that the bracha you're going to make on a new Sefer Torah is einot tzaricha, or levat tzolo? So that's really the din that we're coming to, which is the handout that you've got in front of you. What do we do when we find a mistake in the Sefer Torah? There's a chair over there. Right, if we have a mistake in the Sefer Torah, what's the din? So if we have a look at our handout, Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel.
Sorry, can I get this one? What do you prove from this kind of a love story?
The question is the bracha that you make on the second Sefer Torah necessary, or do we say einot tzaricha? If the first Sefer Torah is possible, and somebody has been called up and makes a bracha on it, then according to the Rishonim, except the Rambam, that would surely be a bracha levatola, because you have to make a proper bracha on a proper Sefer Torah. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, if you can read from a Sefer Torah possible, because the bracha that you're making is not really on the Sefer Torah but on the Maisa Kriya, then it's not a bracha levatola. If you bring out then a new Sefer Torah and you're going to read from that new Sefer Torah because the first one is now established as possible, do you make a new bracha? If you're yotza from the first bracha, then the second bracha is einot tzaricha. Then you don't need to make it. So the question is this. We know that when you find that the Sefer Torah is kosher, until then it's got a chazaka that it's kosher. So you're reading and you're doing your mitzvah. But once you're sure, and it's a mistake which is a definite mistake, and we're not going to be able to have time to go into what is exactly a mistake and what isn't a mistake, but generally a mistake which is changing the meaning or which has significance, you will put that Sefer Torah away and you will bring out another one and you will carry on reading from where you left off. There is an opinion of the Vilna Gaon that you will start reading from the beginning of the Sedra all over again. But the majority view is that you carry on from where you left off or from thereabouts, because until you found the mistake, that Sefer Torah had a chazaka that it was kosher. And you rely on that chazaka. But the question is this. If in the middle of the parsha you're reading and you find a specific mistake which you cannot carry on with, then does the person who was called up make the second bracha, Asher Nosan Lanu Teras Emes, before you put it back? And when you bring out the new Sefer Torah, do you make a new bracha? The same person, does he make a new bracha? And then of course he makes the second bracha at the end of that. What's the din? So that is the question which is bothering the poskim a lot. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you've got in front of you, Sif Dalet, Im Nimtza Tos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Kriya. If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah at the time of reading, like see in Sefer Torah Acheres, you bring out another Sefer Torah. Now while we're on that page, we'll have a look in the Mishnah Berurah.
This is the only one in the shul.
We'll come to that in a moment, if you've got no other Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at the second line, because of the complexity of the subject, he gives you a short introduction, which is really the whole page. He says, I won't read it all out, but he says, Dine dav rova poitadas rova poskim. Most poskim hold to say the Torah shechoset teva achas. If there's just one word missing, or osachas, or one letter missing, or shenimtza bo tos, or it's got some mistake, pesula likros bo. You may not read from it. Uledidhu, and according to these poskim, shenimtza bo tos, if you find a mistake, afilu laachas shekvar koru shiva koru, if you've called up seven people, Sorech lachzer l'rosh b'sefer Torah hakosher. You should really be going back to the beginning of a kosher one and levarich aleha and make the brachas again. Those are kriya rishonot. Come on, delay se domyo, because that kriya which you had from the first sefer Torah is as if it never happened. V'das miktas aposkim, but there are others who hold dafilu chosah kama psukim, even if some verses are missing. But kosher came in all the more so kishenimtza b'otos b'alma, when you find some odd mistake. It might not be fulfilling the mitzvah of having written a kosher sefer Torah, become wakom. In any case, mutalikros bot, you may read from it, imeino acheres, if you have no other. So that comes, Leonard, to your question was, if you don't have any other sefer Torah, then you've got no choice, you can't help it. The question really comes up in the poskim is if there is one nearby, can you fetch it, and so on. If you knew in advance that there's a mistake, then you have to carry out all reasonable endeavours to secure another one. Yeah. So, if we jump a few lines. Sorry? Yeah, okay. So if you now jump a few lines, about halfway down, and we'll come to the end of a square bracket. So in those square brackets it talks about, if possible, you want to call up seven people. If in the middle of the reading, Motsu Tos, you found a mistake. Even if you already read a lot of Pesukim, and even if you, all the more so if you haven't read three Pesukim, even also if you've finished completely cold Shalom Birich Adayin Bracha Charon, as long as you haven't yet made the end Bracha, you don't make the bracha on the psula. You take out another one, the yikru shom gimel psukim, and you read at least three psukim. Because what if you haven't even if the question is, three psukim constitute a proper reading. So there is a question which the Ramah brings, if you haven't yet read three psukim, or if you have already read three psukim. So the view of the Shulchan Aruch, if we go then to the top of the next page, so when you bring out the new Sefer Torah, you carry on from the place where you found the mistake. Umashlimin rakarin al osom shakaru b'mutar, and you carry on. If you've called up four, you just have to call up another three. In the mitzvah tos be'ensa kriyas haTorah, and if you found the mistake in the middle of the kriyas haTorah, go be kriyoso b'sefer hakosher. You finish off in the kosher sefer. Umavorech lacharel, and you make the bracha at the end. Ve'ena chozer lavorech lefonel, but you don't make a bracha at the beginning. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch says the view of what's the Maribe Rav, who is quoted in that Mishnah Berurah, who holds you don't make a bracha at the end of the Posel Sefer, and you don't make a bracha at the beginning of the new Sefer. Why don't you make a bracha at the end of the old Sefer? Because it's a Posel Sefer Torah, so you don't make a bracha at the end of it. And why don't you make a bracha at the beginning of the new Sefer? Because you already made a bracha at the beginning of the Posel Sefer, which isn't necessarily a bracha on the Sefer Torah, but a bracha on the Kriya. And therefore you carry on. And if you're in a doubt whether you make a bracha or not, we have a principle. Bracha she'inot tzricha, we avoid it. You go leniently.
What about the breaking time or hesed hadas and things like that?
Right, if the person who was laning actually made some sort of interruption, like he was chatting to the Rav about the validity of the mistake, then that's definitely a hefsek, and you make a new bracha. But if there's been no hefsek at all, then you carry on without a bracha. The wording uses, if he didn't make a hefsek ben asayim, yeah, alright, that might not be a hefsek. A lot can depend on what was discussed.
Even if you said the Torah, at the time they made the bracha, had a kashrus kasha.
Yes.
The same as the kriyas haTorah did.
Yes.
Why would you have to say another bracha again? Even if it's a bracha on the same Torah, if they had a kashrus kasha and the bracha.
Yeah, once you've established in the same parasha that there's a mistake, then the question is, was that a bracha levatzala then to start with? Because it's including that area where there's a mistake.
Yeah, I had a kashrus and it's alright. A din of kashrus kashrus, you've made previous brachas as well.
But even with a din of kashrus kashrus, when you go to the new sefer, there are those who say you should go to the beginning of the parsha again. Not to the beginning of the sedra, but back to shlishi or back to raviv.
If you do that, then it'd be consistent with making a new bracha.
Yeah. Yeah. I have seen it where I've been in places where a mistake was found, and I have seen it where a new bracha was made at the beginning of the new Sefer Torah. And I think many do it that way. But when we look at the poskim, it's not really the best. Yesh lehem al mishe yesmochu is the wording used in the Bi'ah Halacha at the end here. But it's not really the correct way, because the Mishnah Berurah says we go according to the Shulchan Aruch, which means no end bracha and no new bracha. You just carry on as if nothing had happened, so that you have one bracha at the beginning of the Posel Sefer and a bracha at the end of the Kosher Sefer. That's the Mishnah Berurah is holds. I'm sorry?
They found the letter which was found upside down. Yes. Did you actually correct it? Yeah.
Has this happened to him?
Yeah, right. You can do it. It's happened to be a sofa there, or why not? Had all
his tools
there. It sounds a very novel idea, if you've got all the tools with you. It's just that in practice, when these things happen, they're usually unexpected, and we don't have the tools. Yeah, we wouldn't anticipate that on a Shabbos. Right, if we go back to the first page, and if we look two-thirds way down, at the beginning of the line you've got Maharibe Rav. Zeshitas Maharibe Rav. That's the view of the Maribe Rav, whom the Shulchan Aruch is quoting. And then you've got a full stop there, and then at the end of the line it says, V'das HaMordechai, She'im Kavar Koru Gimel Pesukim. The Mordechai says something completely different. He says, if you've already read three Pesukim, Ve'efshar Lahafsik Shom, and you can make an interruption, to stop, She'ein HaBeis Pesukim Samach V'Parashah, that there isn't more than two left, poskim shom, you stop there. Umavorich bracha charona, you make the second bracha on the posel sefer. Umotziin acheres, and then you bring out the other sefer. Lalos shoma yeseakrim, in order to call up more people. Vimadayin lo koragimu pesukim, but if you didn't read three pesukim, o shagoragimu pesukim, elashinisharak beis pesukim somuf, you've only got two left. Pasha, sheyef shal hafsik shom, so you can't really stop there. Yikra tos balpet. Then you read the mistake balpeh from your head without having the text properly in front of you. The yigma kriyasa b'psula, and you finish off reading from the pasul sefer Torah. The yavorich brocha charona, and you make the brocha charona. Hashem nosan lo nitarasimeh. The achakach, and after with yotzi acheres, you bring out the other one. So we got here a completely opposite view from the Mordechai, that you make the end brocha and you make the first brocha. So through that whole parasha between Shlishi and Revi, you got four brachas. And then if you look at the second last narrow line, v'haramah v'hagah, but the ramah holds, osakein achra b'neim. He makes a kind of compromise between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mordechai. V'hu, and that is what? De'im lo kara adayin rak shnei pesukim. If you hadn't read two pesukim, or afilu kara gimel pesukim, you had read three achshe'ef shal hafsek shom, but you can't stop there. Yanshu beis pesukim samach leparasha, because you've only got two left. Chiyot zibo, etc. Lo yavorich bracha charono. You don't make the end bracha. Hashem asanonu. Ela yotzi acheres v'yigmo kriyoso. Shomot v'yavorich bracha charono. Uhudas ha-mechaber. That you, he brings himself close to the mechaber, unless three pesukim had been read. And if three pesukim had been read, then you make your bracha and then you carry on. The Mishnah Berurah holds that we follow the Shulchan Aruch and we're not following the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon, as I just said earlier, talks about going to the very beginning again. If we look at the Bil Halacha, which is the small print on the next page, and you look at the Bil Halacha, which is on the left-hand side, halfway down, and you can see there in square brackets on the second line, V'hataz sova k'vikha din ka Shulchan Aruch. Hataz holds the main din is like the Shulchan Aruch. Then it quotes other sources, V'nochem od linog l'chachila k'das ha-Shulchan Aruch. And then, further on, if you look halfway down, Shimim Sotos gomo ba'em sa kriyah, the view that you should not make the bracha at the end. Even though you had read gimel pesukim, you make a galila, you bring out another one, to make a new bracha at the beginning of the second sefer. There is someone on whom you can rely. And that is in fact the Das HaRishonim, he says in square brackets, the Das HaGro, Elish Didu Tzorek Lachzem Erosh HaSeder. But the HaGro holds, you go back to the beginning again. So we've got there an assortment of views, and it can look quite frightening when you see what a variety there is of views, but the sack we're given by Mishnah Berurah is, you go back to Shulchan Aruch.
That's why.
Yeah. So, Gershon very kindly showed me something before, what happens when a mistake is made by the Baal Korah. And there are all different kinds of dinim. Is it a major mistake or minor mistake? And I'm indebted to you, but there isn't time to go through all these kinds. But the main principle is if you're changing the meaning, or there's something significant like an extra word, but there is a remark. Just later on in this chapter, he says, well, if there's just some very slight yeseros v'chaseros, he holds you still carry on. What is meant by yeseros v'chaseros, like if there's an extra yud in a word which doesn't change the meaning of it, or a yud missing which doesn't change the meaning of it, we might still carry on. The view of the Ramah is because you might have the same thing in other Sifrei Torah as well. So that no Sifrei Torah can be held to be fully, fully perfect. But the general thrust is that once it's something substantial, I know of a case where there was an extra word found, where the word was repeated, those are definite mistakes, you put back the Sefer Torah. The minhag seems to be that when you do it up, you put the bundle on the outside, so that people will know this is a possible Sefer Torah. I know somebody who's very mukbid to wear his gartel underneath his jacket, not on the top of his jacket. He says, I'm not a possible Sefer Torah that I do myself up on the outside. I'd like to think I'm a kosher Sefer Torah and I do it up on the inside. There was an very unfortunate incident recently at 1 Minyan in northwest London where the Hagbah did not go well and part of the Sefer Torah was dropped. And of course the people who were watching were terrified at what the Rav would tell them to do because they realised that they might be roped in as well to some sort of fasting. The incident happened at a Minyan which is in Golders Green Road above the dry cleaners. It's a Chabad Minyan. And so a letter was written by their Dayan. No, it wasn't. It was by Dayan Raskin, who advised people what to do because they thought they might have to fast for 40 days. There are dinim and there are minhogim. And certainly Me'ikah HaDin, there wasn't anything in that respect to worry about. The Ikah Din comes from the Mishpatei Shmuel, which is brought by the Magen Avraham in Arachayim and Dalad, that the minag is to fast when tefillin are dropped, and from there we got this kind of kal chomer that if tefillin are dropped, then all the more so if a Sefer Torah is dropped. The Magen Avraham in Arachayim Tof Kuf Pei talks about a whole gezeira where the whole community was made to fast, but this was when a large number of Sifrei Torah became burnt, and that was a proper gezeira. But if it is simply where one had been dropped or partially dropped, what is the din? So there is a practice, but it is a more of a minhag than a din, that fasting takes place when a Sefer Torah falls, and this custom applies even when part of the Sefer Torah did not fall. Those who saw the falling of the Sefer Torah should fast as well. Now, where possible, it is written one should do three fasts. I know there is a minhag of 40 days, but when it comes to the crunch, the Rav says if possible people should fast three fasts, and as a concession they should fast one whole day and maybe four half days.
In the past, they had a couple of years ago, they're not many members, but there are lots of secretaries, they put them on the din and one of them fell down.
Yes.
So what they actually did was, I think they asked one of the Bayonim and Basin, but they said that they should give the equivalent amount of money they spend on food.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's also the Pesach.
There was a secretary in Eretz Yisrael when I was at the Minyan, and the Shabbos before, the Eretz Yisrael, and the secretary toppled out.
Yeah.
Rob was going to the town just for one day, and said that those who can't pass should give the...
Yes, that was also the Pesach on this occasion. Those who are unable to fast to redeem those fasts by giving to tzedakah the value of their meals for those days. And that the tzedakah should be given for the benefit of Torah study.
It's not a 24 hour, it's a dawn to dusk.
Yes, a dawn to dusk, or dawn to nightfall. Yes. Lovedale, yeah. One should do a Kabbalah Tanis, but each person at Mincha the preceding day, before the end of the Shemona Esra, should actually say Hareini B'Tanis Yochid Mochar, and my Tefillis should be, on this day of Tanis, should be Mekubeles, as written in Arachayim Tov Kuf Samach Beis, and in Shemona Esra one should say Aneinu at Mincha on that day. The Chazan actually says Aneinu in the bracha of Shomer Tefillah, but not as a separate bracha before Refa'enu, and that would be in Shacharis as well. There is no reading of Vayachal, neither at Shacharis nor at Mincha. Oh, you were going to raise that. It's got a din of Tanis Yochid. In addition to the above, a person ideally should resolve to give an additional amount of tzedakah every day for the coming year. And one should also be particular with Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, to read the Sedra every week twice over with the Targum, or have Rashi, etc. If it happens in the month of Nisan, as it did then, one does not institute a fast at all during that month of the month of Nisan, because one has no Hesped and Tanis in Nisan. And then he in fact said to them they should do it on the Monday the 5th of Iyar, which although some people were celebrating on that day, it was the first day of the Bahab Sheni Kamishi Sheni days. And he spoke about the accepting of the Taranis the day before, and we should always recognize that if it happens, it might be a bad siman, and we should realize that it's a time for teshuva, and hopefully such things should never occur. But it is good to maybe practice sometimes in the gym to make sure, or to decline the hagba you're offered. Yes, a story was once told of the Lel of a Rebbe, who in his old age would he was in the practice of wanting to give an aliyah to his father, but his father was no longer alive, and so he would pretend, he would call up his father, and then he would go Baruch Hashem and Baruch Lo Navoed, but nobody could see or hear anybody, but he was claiming he was calling up his father. I don't know whether he had any mystical Kabbalistic ideas, and effectively what he was doing to the onlookers was not on. So somebody got very worried about it. So he went to another Rav and asked the Rav, what shall I tell this Lel of a Rebbe to do? You know, he's calling up his father and his father's dead. So the Rav said to him, tell him that next time he should give his father Hagba. Thank you.